Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Get to it on the fan.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, do math.
The Fan.
We'll get to where AI got it wrong. Also, a trend continues. Those are coming up in a little over 10 minutes. Felt good to talk college football. Let's take a brief break and get to Stat or Story. What do we got today, Swag? Oh,
got to grab the right piece of paper here. All right, your first number.
What? Was it just Brad Underwood?
I didn't expect that.
No, didn't expect that. 1801, 1,801 is it the total number of three-point shots attempted by Steph Curry in his NBA playoff career? Or is it the year the first cheese ball was produced here in the United States?
Story. You answer that with a lot of confidence. That's what you got to do to play this game. I'm going to say we had cheese balls before 1801. Didn't we have cheeses around before then? How did we not roll it into a ball?
When you think of cheese balls, are we thinking like Cheeto-type cheese balls? Like the material's crunchy, not an actual cheese ball?
No. Like an actual cheese,
cheese
ball.
That you dip the crackers in that has the nuts on the outside of it?
It had to have existed before 1801. I'm going to
go stat. I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
I'll go story.
Final answer.
Story.
It's a story.
Come on.
1801.
Bad news, Dirt.
For Steph, 1,557 threes attempted in the NBA playoffs in his career.
I almost started and said, that feels like a little much.
Well, defense cranks up on Steph in the playoffs.
It does. They send
make
doubles.
A point to run him off the line.
It was kind of enjoyable to watch him get triple teamed basically all night and not get a ton of shots off. And it's
couldn't even make the playoffs, but when our guy doesn't get it done, oh man, he's a choker because he couldn't win round one.
No, there is great lore. In 1801, the first cheese ball weighing 1,235 pounds was a gift from the community of Chester, Massachusetts to President Thomas Jefferson to show Republican patriotism. It's called, quote, the ball known as the Mammoth Cheese.
The Mammoth Cheese.
They collected milk donated from 900 cows in the Baptist community. It weighed 1,235 pounds.
Did you say milk donated from the cows? Because those cows were not given a choice.
That would be donated from the dairies.
Okay, all right.
Yes.
Those cows are like, dude, stop. I don't have anything left, man.
I'm dry.
God.
So the story, the legend goes that they served as much as they could at whatever ate it in the White House at the time, but eventually before it went stale, obviously not eating 1,200 pounds of cheese before it goes bad, they threw it in the Potomac.
I usually longed for a time when things were a little more simplistic, and maybe I've not noticed it. Do we still trade, like, cool-ass gifts with countries? Like, the Statue of Liberty being sent to America. Do we do that anymore?
We do, but it's not publicized as much.
Is it like little tiny gestures, though?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I mean, you can't really give anybody a statue anymore.
Why?
Who's got room for a statue? You know, somebody gives us a statue. Where do we put it?
It depends who it is and when it is.
We famously gave Russia a Russia.
Russia?
Russia.
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 I like calling him Russia.
I do, too. The Ruskies, we gave them a reset button many years ago. That was the thing.
We gave them a reset button?
And we wanted to reset our negotiations with them and our relations with them, get the joke, and then you press the reset button.
How did Putin feel about that reset button?
He did not receive it because at the time I don't believe he was president. But
well, he threw that out in the garbage.
He stepped on it and burned it. Yeah.
Your next number is 518.
I'm going to talk more about cheese. I love cheese.
Mm.
Love
it's cheese. National Cheese Ball Day,
I mean,
which is why I
like
found
cheese.
That. So
I don't eat a lot of cheese unless it's with something.
You got to keep me away from cheese.
Really?
I get my hands on the cheese.
I love cheese.
I'm burying my face in that cheese.
Love the cheese.
Yeah.
518 is the total number of NBA games won, including the postseason, by the trio of Steph, Clay, and Draymond. Or is it the size and square inches of Mills End Park, the world's smallest park that's right here in Portland?
So what was the number? 5 what?
518.
Square feet, you
square
said?
Inches.
Square inches.
So you got to win 16 to win the chip.
And they've won four of those championships.
So that would obviously be 64.
They have a 63.
Plus the years they didn't win, but they won.
They won a lot of games.
This is a story.
You got a good story?
Yeah.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
Story.
Stat.
Yeah.
Damn it.
518 wins in the regular season and playoffs. Sixth most all time by a trio.
Oh, I lost this. This was my mistake. I didn't hear the regular season part of that.
Yes, NBA games 73 won, season including in there? The postseason.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I'm an idiot.
So there you go. Sixth most by a trio all time. I think, isn't it the Spurs trio that has won the most ever?
I mean, that has to be.
Manu,
they were around
Duncan,
for 20 years.
And Parker.
I wonder what the other ones would be, though.
The trios?
The other trios.
Mikhail, Bird, Parrish?
Parrish.
Yeah.
Probably in this. Worthy, Magic, Kareem, got to be in this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Jordan and Pip had Grant and Rodman, so
I don't know. Who the
they
third
rotated
guy
the
be.
Third guy.
Yeah.
Was there a third guy that was there the entire time? I don't think there was there?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
All right. No, the Guinness World Record is the world's smallest park is Mills End Park. It's in a traffic median on NATO Parkway. Recently, there was a little tiny tree there. It got chopped down. They went and replanted it. But at 452 square inches, somebody made a website for it, millends.com, and it's up for an award in the Webby Awards People's Voice for Websites and Mobile Websites and Mobile Sites Net Art category. Exactly. Didn't go vote on it.
Does the Iverson statue fit in that park?
I think it would. I think it would fit.
No.
You sure about that?
Too big?
Nah, I don't know.
We sure about that? Somebody's saying Japan just sent the U.S. cherry trees for the White House.
That's kind of cool.
Shout out Japan.
There but, like, go. I want it to be... I have this vision of it arriving on a big barge, and we're all just... Oh, look at it. It's almost here.
Look what France sent us. One of our P1 saying that we give people bombs. That we do.
Yeah.
Need a bomb? We got bombs. You need a bomb?
We certainly are great at that, aren't we?
Bomb, bomb, bomb. You need a bomb?
We usually don't gift them.
No, we sell them.
We like to make a lot of money off those.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Your final number is 18. Is it the number of playoff series that the trio of Steph, Klay, and Draymond have won during their run with the Warriors? Or is it the rank of the United States amongst the countries of the world in alcohol consumption per capita?
This has to be a stat, aren't we?
Well, let's do it. So four.
Well, he said per capita. That was an important
per capita.
Part of
I know. So 18 postseason series victories,
playoff series.
Yes.
Wins.
So if you win four NBA championships, that's a total of 16 series, right? Because it's four.
Yeah, it has
to
be
win
more.
A title.
It has to be more.
So it has to be more.
Because
they
lost against LeBron, they got to the chip.
They
so
did.
That right there just beats it.
They've had other years where they've won a series.
Yeah, it's a story.
It has to be a story.
Story.
Yeah.
The per capita part was the biggest standout to me, aside from the numbers.
Holy catfish!
Yeah, 23 playoff series wins
for
Curry, Thompson, and Green together. So they had to be playing. So, like when Klay was hurt, those didn't count if they were any of them. Anyway.
How many did he not play in?
I don't know. So 23, they are credited with 23 together. That is the fourth most by a trio in NBA history. They have 98 playoff wins together when they all played in games. Third most by a trio in NBA history.
Do you remember the scene in The Office with Andy Bernard? And it's kind of like a sad realization. I think everybody watching it also recognized in the moment of, I wish somebody would tell you you're in the good times while you're in the good
times. In the good times.
The good
times.
The good old days.
The good old days.
Yeah.
Do you think that Klay, Dre, and Steph celebrating that fourth chip realize that that probably is it for them as a collective?
No, I don't think so. I think when you win another one like that without KD,
makes you think you're going to keep doing it.
We can do it again.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, the United States, 18th. So a recent study, per capita alcohol consumption, 9.5 liters per year per capita, which equates to about 2.5 gallons. Latvia leads the world at 12.2 liters.
Yeah, got a lot going on over there,
per
man.
Per capita. Lithuania is second. Czechia is third.
They're all worried Russia's going to invade them, man.
So, yeah.
I don't blame them. I'd be boozing, too.
Ireland is 16th. The UK is 15th. Canada, surprisingly, is down there.
Now, how is there like what it was the last time we did this study?
I didn't see
trends?
That. So this is the results from the study was done in 2023, and it took them obviously a long time to put it all together.
I'm curious how much the legalization of weed has driven down our boozing numbers.
It has to be a decent amount.
A lot of states have legalized weed.
Well, a lot of people can't. People can't grow with alcohol. Like, they can't keep getting older and drinking. It starts to affect them physically.
Ways that it didn't used to affect you.
Right. Yeah. So you cut that down. You implement the flower. Hello.
Well, the Netherlands is below
Where's the
Canada.
Cheese? The Netherlands is below Canada?
Yeah. Huh.
What's the food
That's
you
my
eat?
Wedding.
What's the food you find yourself like, oh, no, I can't stop once you've not drinking, but you've consumed flour? Remix.
You okay over there?
It's okay.
Waka.
That's a good question.
Like your wife buys it and you go, oh no, I might be in trouble.
I think there's two different categories here. There's a sweets category and a normals category.
Well, because we know it's not peanut butter for you.
No, I'm not digging that deep.
God,
man.
I loved you getting ratioed
not
yesterday.
Digging that deep.
Did you see him posted a photo of his peanut butter jar, which by the way, he made it. There was even less in there than he described it. Thinking he's going to get people on his side, and everybody just destroyed him.
Hey. There were three. There were three that supported me. I would say sweets-wise, it's the little fun-size candy bars. If I get my hands on those, they don't seem like a lot. Next thing you know, there's like 37 wrappers on the counter, and it's a bad thing.
My stomach hurts.
What happened? I got to poop. And then probably chips.
Chips?
Okay. Like if I open up a bag of chips and you're just sitting on the couch watching something, next thing you know, the entire bag is gone.
Does not matter how big that bag is.
No.
My hand will reach the end of it.
Well,
it's always
just going to be half full anyway, no matter the size.
Yeah. So. But I mean, if you go to Costco and get one of the oversized
Jumbo bags.
Yeah.
What about you?
It's probably something sweets related.
Yeah. Sweets are dangerous when they're just laying around the house. I did tell a story once when I'd done that, and I just found myself standing in my pantry for like 20 minutes eating the crunchy Cheeto bag, and I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Like standing with the doors open, holding the bag.
Spacing out.
Staring into the cabinet. Yeah.
Not even
watching TV.
No.
What am I doing?
I was just staring at my pantry like, what am I doing right now?
I gotta go sit down.
It was during COVID, okay? So cut me a break. Yeah. Cut me some slack.
Long time ago.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.